It's Monday, April 28th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Such a good song to start off this year's episode of the show. It was called Bonita, and it's by Tommy Fogerty and the Blue Velvets. I pulled it off the Doo-Wop Finders Keepers Volume 1. Not a very strong album. I don't think they put a lot of effort into these things, but that song in particular really stands out, so you can get that song individually instead of having to buy the whole Volume 1, let alone they've got like 10 volumes or something at least. None of those. They feel like very thrown together, those Finders Keepers records. But Bonita, super good song, that one is. And Tommy Fogerty, if that sounds familiar, that is Tommy Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival fame. So it was just pre-CCR Tommy Fogerty who was there with the Blue Velvets making awesome songs like that there, Bonita. So super good. It's a minute and 40 seconds long. I could listen to it on repeat for just like half an hour straight. I love it so much. I do normally like short songs, but that one's too short. And speaking of things that are too short for their own good, how about this new band I'm in love with called Frankie Cosmos? And Frankie Cosmos, it's really just a girl. In fact, it's not just any girl. It's Greta Klein, who is Kevin Klein, the actor, Dave, if you recall that movie. He was in a lot of movies. Anyway, Kevin Klein's daughter, Greta Klein, she's in this band. It's really just her, called Frankie Cosmos. And it's just so super good. She's released this new record called Zentropy, and it's the one that you really got to get. She's released actually several other albums that are not as good. You know, they're just sort of like her with a guitar in her room or something. And they're not that this new one's super different than that, but it's like substantially better. I mean, this new one, it's like every song on it's 5 stars. And the old one, it was like every song was like 2 or 3 stars, you know? So it's for whatever reason, she's just really nailed it with this new release. And unfortunately it's very short. So it's too short for its own good, much like Bonita. So we're gonna hear 3 songs because they're all very short. We're gonna hear School, Owen, and Sad 2. All 3 are super awesome, as is everything on the Zentropy album, so you definitely want to pick it up. I mean, basically, if you like the stuff I play on the show, you're going to like these 3 songs. And if you like these 3 songs, you're going to like everything on the album. So you are just before I even start playing it, you should just go buy Frankie Cosmos' Zentropy, because it's that super good. And speaking of the Cosmos, have you guys been watching this new reboot of Cosmos that I'm so excited about? I've watched most episodes twice, because I like it that much. It's so good. I love it. The one thing I will say it's lacking, I like the old music. I feel like they could have at least done a little homage to the original scoring, I think, a little, at least the theme or something. I mean, I like the new theme, but it seems kind of like three songs just kind of stuck together or something. It's got great moments in it, but anyway, it's a great series. You should definitely, if you haven't been watching it, if you've not been watching the new Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, you owe it to yourself to check it out. It is super duper mega good. Okay, enough about the Cosmos. Back to Frankie Cosmos. Here we go. Frankie Cosmos with School, Owen, and Sad 2 off Zentropy. Pick it up now. It's super duper fantastic. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head?
Art school makes you wild. Real school makes you wanna get high. High school makes you school made me cry.
Salim Onyebar put out 8 albums of some pretty amazing synth funk. It's fun, layered, and madly imaginative, kind of like a Nigerian George Clinton. But he halted recording in the mid-80s and converted to Christianity. Since then, if you mention his life and music around him, he stops the conversation dead. Naturally, rumors rushed in to fill the vacuum. Onyebar had gone on to run a flour mill. He went to film school in Soviet Russia. He went to study law in London. Maybe a combination of these things. William Onyebar's legend grew and grew. Yale Evelev called William Onyebar himself and tried to get him to confirm any of this.
And he said to me,
"Why would I want to talk about that? I just want to talk about Jesus."
Oh,
just asking cause I wanted to know. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. If I let go, do you want a man, do you want a man, I could be your man. Do you want a man, do you want a man, I could be your man. Do you want a man, do you want a man, I could be your man. Do you want a man, do you want a man, I could be your man. Hey, 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 got me.
Oh man, I love the two songs we just heard. It's kind of funny. We went from Frankie Kosmos with her like minute and 30 second long songs to William Onyebar, whose shortest song is like, you know, 7 minutes. I had to edit that down because that song that I played, Good Name, which is my favorite off his Who Is William Onyebar album, was, too long. You hit like a certain minute mark and I'm just like, nah, I'm not putting that on my show, which was the problem because his album is super great and it came out last year. And I first heard about it before it came out. I was at the Brooklyn Night Bazaar, which they have. It's a thing where you can buy goods from local people inside a big warehouse in the middle of the night. I don't know. They just do it sometimes. But I was at that, and there was like a representative from Luka Pop there, the record label. And they were like, hey, check out this crazy thing we're going to be putting out soon. And I listened to it on headphones in this big warehouse. And I was like, wow, that's a great song. That's a really cool thing. What is this? And they're like, oh, it's William Onyebar. He's the next big thing in Afropop, you know, or whatever, even though it's all from the late 70s, early 80s. What am I talking about? Yeah, so the long story short, all the songs are too long. So I never put it on the show. But I decided to put it on because just recently there was a Record Store Day and Luka Pop released a thing at Record Store Day called What? And it's like different songs from his Who Is William Onyebar album, but then sort of reworked by other people. And sometimes it's remixes, other times it's covers. It's a pretty interesting thing that they've released. You can get it from their website, I think, or you will be able to soon or something like that. Anyway, so the Vaccines were on there. And of course, huge fan of the Vaccines. And they did the song Do You Want a Man? It's a remix, a rework of Heaven and Hell off the Who Is William Onyebar record, and I loved it. I thought it was super great, so I thought I'd put those two on next to each other. Wow, a lot of talking. Sorry about that. Speaking of Afrobeat, how about a brand new band? They're called Brand New Life. They're from right here in New York City, and they got a new EP that just came out called Coconut Husband, and we're going to hear the title track from it. It has like a little reminiscence of William Onyebar, I'm going to say, just a little bit. It's got some synth and stuff. It's pretty cool. So here we go. We're going to hear Brand New Life's Coconut Husband right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
边的人想要保持住自由是个长久的话题，就不知该如何才能得到你。
I'll tell you what, that was some quality indie rock music right back there. That was 15 Minutes Older and Wei Qing, both by the band Carsick Cars. Carsick Cars, pretty good name. I get carsick very easily at this point. I can barely ride in cars. It's amazing. I got carsick once driving the car, which that's not supposed to even be possible. But I was driving. I was like, we got to stop. I got to take a breather. My head hurts too much. It's terrible. I sympathize with these cars that get so carsick. That's right, Carsick Cars, they are from Beijing, China. I feel like I don't get to say that often enough. And they're not like, you know, American expats who like moved to China and released an album there. They're like actually, you know, from China, these guys. So pretty cool stuff. That's from their album 3. And if you like those two songs, I think they are sort of the best tracks on the record, but it's all pretty quality. So if you like those two, pick up the whole thing. Speaking of things that are pretty good, how about Darwin Dees? You guys heard of him? He's from right here in New York, and he's got this new record called Songs for Imaginative People, and I don't really like it very much, frankly. It's like a little too, I don't know, I can't quite get into it, but this one song, You Can't Be My Girl, is awesome. It's so super good, and I think partly I first heard of it because I saw the video, and the video for this song is hilarious. Like, it's a great video. Super well done. So, definitely check out the video. I'll link to that on the Sounds of My Head website. And in the meantime, enjoy the song, because the song is really good, and I think it's better than the rest of the record. Not that it's totally different or anything, it's just like a good version of what's on the record. I don't know, I just don't love the whole album very much. It's sort of like all middling, and then this song is so excellent, you know? So here we go, You Can't Be My Girl by Darwin Dees, right now.
Okay, here's a segment of the oak tree's DNA. The instructions written in the code of life tell the tree how to metabolize sugar. Now let's compare it with the same section of my own DNA. The DNA doesn't lie. This tree and me, we're long-lost cousins. And it's not just the trees. If you go back far enough, you'll find that we share a common ancestor with the butterfly, gray wolf, mushroom, shark, bacterium, sparrow. What a family. Other parts of the barcode vary from species to species. That's what makes the difference between an owl and an octopus. Unless you have an identical twin, there's no one else in the universe with the exact same DNA as you. Within other species, the genetic differences provide the raw material for natural selection. The environment selects which genes survive and multiply. When it comes to the genetic instructions for life's most basic functions, say digesting sugars, we and other species are almost identical. That's because those functions are so basic to life, they evolved before the various life forms branched off from each other. This is our tree of life.
Look me up sometime. Look me up sometime. When you try to get.
Oh, that was some quality music right back there. That's a band called Bronco. They're from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we heard two songs. We heard Try Me Out Sometime and Record Store, both from their album Can't Get Past the Lips. And Record Store, pretty good song, but not as good as Try Me Out Sometime. Obviously, Try Me Out Sometime is the standout from the whole record. But Record Store seemed like an appropriate thing to put on with what with Record Store Day just having passed. And also dovetailing nicely into the next thing I'm going to play, which is Of Montreal from Athens, Georgia. Sounds of My Head favorites. They were on the very first episode of the Sounds of My Head, I believe. Very big fan of Of Montreal, have been for years. Though their newer stuff, I have to say, for the past, you know, long time, I have not been nearly as into. It's like I find a lot of it hard to stand even listening to a lot of the time. But that said, they got this new single that they put out here at Record Store Day called Jigsaw Puzzle, which is excellent. And you know, the funny thing is it actually doesn't sound that different from other new stuff. It's like they haven't changed that dramatically, really, in the last several records, but it's just they haven't been very good or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a horrible person for thinking that. But this new thing, Jigsaw Puzzle, is super good. So we're going to go out with a bang with Of Montreal and Jigsaw Puzzle, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
If I can finish my jigsaw puzzle,
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Cosmos, the main title, by Alan Silvestri from the new Cosmos, a Space-Time Odyssey soundtrack. I also talked over Atomic Bomb by William Onyebar, Muscle Cars by Milo, and Cosmos, the original theme to the original version of Cosmos by Evangelis. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or comment on social media. Where can you do that? Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.